Welcome to the Creative Business Podcast Series, and I'm your host, best-selling author, Cherise Castle, and I wrote the book that is blowing up on Amazon, The Timely Entrepreneur, Your Business Guide, Your Success Journey. All right, and what we're going to do today is that we're going to share with you some business tips and strategies, and we'll be doing this throughout the year, trying to share some tips that can guide you through 2021. You know, the pandemic and everything related to it, guys, caught many businesses, many business owners by surprise, and even worse, caused some businesses to fold. You know, imagine investing so much into your baby, your business, and then this global pandemic comes and then things start to slow down. And then sadly for some of us, business went under. But let's look at the bright side. We try to keep optimistic. It's the new year and nobody knows what it holds. But as a business owner, we have to plan and fortify our businesses against such problems. So let's get right into it. Our number one tip this morning is to stay on your customer's mind. You know, marketing, believe, should be at the top of your focus right now. It should be your priority. Marketing right now is very, very crucial for businesses. The businesses that survived 2020, you know, that's because they were the ones that remained on their customers' minds, right? You gotta keep yourself essential. You gotta keep your customers. You still have to maintain new customers. But we speak a lot in the Timely Entrepreneur about customer retention. So if you've had a lot of customers before, you wanna make sure that you're right there at the top of their minds. You know, you make social media platforms your best friend right about now. Online is going nowhere, guys. I had to break it to you, but many of us who are, you know, we're cast in stone, we don't want to move online, we're still playing around with networks and we're still trying to figure things out, and we believe it can work one way. But really, right now, at this point in time, I can tell you, you got to get social. You have to build your social footprint. You have to build it. Get on there. And I know that, you know, there's so many things. There's so many stories about the online space. One, I'm going to tell you, it's huge. The online spaces are blowing up. Right now, you have a brand new app still in beta stage, only on iPhone. It operates by invite only, but it is fantastic, guys. It's Clubhouse, and it's an audio social media platform, and it is blowing up. So get on there, find someone in your network who has an invite, and they can invite you. And then in turn, you get an invite, and you can invite someone else, and that's how Clubhouse is going on. Facebook is still operating. So I mean, open your business page, do some research, you know, make sure that you are targeting your right customers, set out your intention for your business, and find out where your ideal clients are. Find out where your customers are and start networking, start connecting. You got Instagram, right? You got Pinterest, you got LinkedIn, you got Twitter. So you have so many social media platforms. And I hear some marketers saying, okay, you got to pick one and focus on one. Fine, go right ahead. But I'm going to tell you today that you need to secure your business on all social media platforms right now, because right now, customers are everywhere. People are searching. They're searching for businesses. And if you come up at the top, if when they Google something, you're at the top there and they can get you on a network, they can get you on a platform, that's an opportunity. That's a real big advantage for you to reach your clientele wherever they may be. And don't spread yourself too thin by focusing, okay, just on Instagram, or focusing just on Twitter, or focusing just on Facebook. Spread yourself out and make sure people can find you. What's even more, apart from social media, we know how this thing goes. If something happens, what you have to understand happening now to, or that could happen now to, is that the online risk involved with the whole global economy going online. What's the risk? Listen, hackers. We're going to talk hackers for a bit. If something happens and these networks are shut down, what are you going to do? Build your website, guys. Have your website. You can have an album website where you're showing the photos of the products from your store. I understand that many businesses are closing and actually moving their space online. But, I mean, you don't have to. You check your budgeting. You check out your finance. And we're going to talk about finance in a little bit. You're going to talk about budgeting and financing in a little bit. But, you know, you want to make sure, again, that your customers can reach you where you are. And a business seems more professional if they have a website. And if you have a website, you can jump into the e-commerce aspect of your website right away. Where I am in Trinidad and Tobago, it's not that costly. I don't think it's a huge investment in yourself. I think this is one of the things that you really have to do. So this pandemic has caused people to reevaluate their business needs, to reevaluate what's important right now in businesses. And what's important right now is staying at the top of your customers' mind. What's important is making sure that customers can find you where you are. So you want, when they pull up a Google search, that you're there. You want when they go on YouTube, you're there. You want when they go on Facebook, when they go on Instagram, if they've managed to get into Clubhouse, you want to make sure that you are there. Let people find you easily. Let them find your business. All right, so that's a great tip that we're sharing with you this morning. Marketing is crucial for your business. All right, remember the ones that survived in 2020 when the pandemic first hit? It was just because they remained at the top of their customers' mind. So take some time, analyze. How did they do it? How are they able to stay relative? And that's what you need to do. And marketing is how you understand your customers' needs, you educate them, you attract new ones, and you get them to keep doing business with you. Alright, and I want you guys to be patient also. You know, all marketing strategies may not lead to outright sales, but it is going to happen eventually if you remain consistent. Alright, our second tip, let's talk about having that supportive team. If you have employees, guys, right now, I mean, the emphasis right now is on your customer. Because we want to keep customers, and they're so fragile right now. You know, your customers can fall off the grid. You may can't find them. But what you want to do is that you want to encourage your team to share the same value, the same customer service and customer relationship value that you would like to impart in your business. Everyone should be on the same page. So make sure that your team can follow, you know, what you know, can follow your ideals for working with customers so that they keep coming back. Remember, it's easy to retain customers. It's much easier to retain customers than to make new ones. Tip number 3, let's talk about your financing and budgeting. Your planning for 2021 should also include your finances. Every business needs money to facilitate certain areas of that business. So budgeting is like a roadmap. You know, budgeting is like a roadmap for your business. And you put your business at risk when you don't have a budget. You need to understand that. And at this point in time, during a pandemic, because we are still here, COVID has not gone anywhere. We're still here. So budgeting is a roadmap for your business. And when you don't budget, when you don't put a budget in place, you are putting your business at risk. All right, guys. So you want to anticipate your short and long-term financial needs for your business. We know right now, if you're being realistic, that we can't do a year-long plan. So I'm going to suggest to you that you plan in quarters for this period. And let's see what happens, right? We're going to plan from January to March. And then from March to June. So we plan in quarters. And we set not just business goals, but finance goals and budgeting goals. Anticipate your business's short-term financial needs. Analyze what are the needs now in your business and spend only on the assets that can be used to generate further wealth. Don't go spending money on every frivolous thing that you see. Don't do it. You know, ban your jaw, tighten your belt, whatever they say, but now is not the time to be spending frivolously on assets that can't do anything for you. Now is not the time to be spending on things that cannot or will not bring in any further income for you. However, if your assets can generate further wealth, by all means, make that investment. All right? Make wise financial choices. Make wise budgeting choices. All right? Tip number 4, be ready to adapt to anything. And that's pretty important. How adaptable are you? You know, we have a quote here from Patrick J. Rottinghoff, and he defines adaptability as the capacity to cope with and to capitalize on change, and the ability to recover when unforeseen events alter life plans. And we get that a lot of people weren't very adaptive in 2020. So what we need to do right now is we gotta make ourselves adaptable. We have to see change coming. We have to anticipate change. And we have to have the capacity and the ability to cope when that change comes. And we must be able, you know what resilience is, being able to recover quickly, right? Yes, we can recover, but our recovery process cannot take a year. We're going to end up shutting down our business if it takes us that long. We must be able to recover when unforeseen events hit us like that. All right. So many things are happening right now because of COVID-19 and the coronavirus and all its strains. And we have to be prepared for anything that comes along now. No one saw 2020 come in, but it came. All right. And 2020 put us in a position where it was either you had to adapt or you had to die. All right. And the 5th point is better positioning. You know, you need to tighten up your offer and your message. And when you're doing that, remember that you need to add value. Add value so that your customers will come back. Add value so that they will find you important. They will find you relevant. They will find you essential. All right? Make sure that when you offer, you present your offer, whatever platform you're using, that you are speaking directly to your ideal customer. Don't speak to everybody because then nobody's going to hear you, all right? Don't reach out to everyone. You can't do that. Narrow down on your niche. Narrow down on your target. Find your target, find where they are, and talk to those persons, all right? If those persons, if you have a message and your message is not reaching them, they don't feel like you're talking to them, then they're not going to listen to you. Get specific. Tighten up your offer and your messaging. Guys, you gotta do it. All right? Everyone had to adapt to Zoom meetings, to online education and social distancing. And I know that this alone affected many brick and mortar businesses whose primary service delivery was in person. Now, 2021 is uncertain, but what is absolute should be your ability to adapt to anything. Whether it's in your service or product delivery, whether it's in marketing, whether it's in engaging your customers, you have to be ready to dance to the tune of whatever the market throws at you, and you have to attack it creatively. We didn't talk about that, but creativity and innovation goes hand in hand right now. At this point in time, you cannot afford to be a copycat entrepreneur. At this point in time, you cannot be a copycat business. You got to think creatively, you got to innovate, you got to come out of that shell, and you got to do something. As you know right now, there are no trends, and I'm speaking like this because I'm passionate about getting businesses, you know, flowing, getting businesses moving in 2021, even though 2021 is uncertain. All right, guys, you got to work. This is not the time to be a laid-back entrepreneur. This is not the time to be lazy. And you know, we give you harsh entrepreneur truths. You know that's what a lot of people don't want to hear, but it is the truth. You can't afford to be the lazy entrepreneur in 2021 because your business is going to fold. All right? So you got to get ready for what's about to happen. You got to get ready for what is not going to happen, guys. And you got to go out there and you got to get it. You got to get it. You got to survive and you got to thrive. And for the newbies who are listening, listen, at this point in time, just get started and you're going to learn as you grow. Right? I welcome you all and I pray abundance and blessings and all that love and light to you and your businesses in 2021. I pray you succeed. I pray you're very, very successful in spite of it all. And I pray that, you know, you guys can put forward your best foot in 2021 and succeed. I'm looking forward to having you tune in again. All right. See you guys. Enjoy.